Welcome to the 21 Days of Prayer and Fasting podcast. Today is Wednesday, January the 22nd. It's day 18 in our 21-day emphasis. We're nearing the end. And I want to draw our attention here as we enter into 2 Thessalonians, finally, to chapter 1, verse 11, in which Paul actually writes and tells us exactly what he prays for. And we're going to pray this for each other today, right out of Scripture. We're going to lift this right off the page and make this our prayer. 2 Thessalonians 1:11 says this, "In view of this," and this is referring to the coming of Christ and all that will take place at that point, he says, "we always pray for you that our God will make you worthy of his calling." So this is his prayer, that God will make them worthy of his calling. The sense of that phrase is that God will empower them to live and to act in a way that's consistent with what they claim, that their walk and their talk will match. In fact, this is amplified in the next phrase in the verse when he says this, that by his power, he will fulfill your every desire to do good. So do you see the corollary thoughts there? There's a desire, and then there's actually doing the good. And he's praying that God will fulfill these. He'll give them not only the calling to obey, but then the power to do it. He will equip you for the calling. This is Paul's prayer, that they will be empowered by God to walk worthy in a consistent, equal way, words and actions matching, that they'll live in a way that represents the name they're called. Paul here says, "I'm praying for you that our God will make you worthy of his calling." So this is a work of the Lord in us. So can we just mimic this prayer this morning? Today, throughout the day, let us pray this for ourselves, for each other. I would encourage you, mention the names of those in your small group. Pray for your elders, your deacons, your church staff, other team members in various ministries. Pray their name and then pray, "God, make them worthy of your calling. By your power, fulfill your every desire in them for them to do good. Lord, just make them worthy of their calling." Let's pray that today specifically. And as you go through your day, I'd encourage you, even your family, just put some names in this prayer. And let's beseech the Lord. Let's approach his throne with this prayer right out of 2 Thessalonians 1. Heavenly Father, we do pray very blatantly and specifically in the name of Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, that today you will continue to make us worthy of your calling. I pray that collectively for First Family Church and for all of its members, that every person indwelled by the Holy Spirit, a genuine believer who is called by your name, a Christian, a follower of Jesus, Lord, you'll empower them to live worthy of that calling, that their life and their actions will match their label, so to speak, that their walk and their talk will balance and match. Well, we pray this for us collectively. We pray this for us individually, for our elders, our staff, and our deacons, Lord, for other ministry teams and their leaders, for our volunteers, for those who work in various areas of the church. So, Lord, individually continue to make us worthy of your calling. And, Lord, thank you for calling us. You reached down of your own accord, of your will, and you sovereignly regenerated our hearts and gave us faith to believe, and we responded to you in repentance and faith. And so, Lord, in light of the fact that you have called us and given us your name, now empower us to walk in agreement with and in accordance with that name. Make us worthy of your calling. In the name of Christ, your only Son, we pray these things. Amen.